Good morning, good morning, good morning, people of God. How are you all this morning? This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is Pastor Ulysses Ross III, pastor of New Destiny Church here in St. Louis, Missouri, greeting you with a God bless you and a good morning. Today is Sunday, the Lord's Day. It is the 13th of January, 2013. Truly, it is an honor and a privilege to be up with you all this morning as we give God the first part of our day. It is cold outside. I just wanted to throw that out to warn you. It was nice and warm yesterday. But trust me, beloved, today is totally different. It is cold outside this morning. But we thank God that it is warm inside. Amen. I'm so thankful that it's warm. So thankful that we have some heat. Because, man, I tell you, it's cold outside today. Nevertheless, we are going to go on into prayer. Just want to take out a few moments today. We are... Specifically, try not to keep it too long each and every day, but specifically on Sundays, we know that you got to get up and get ready, get your hair together, get your wardrobe together, and all those things that you do on Sunday morning to get ready to go out to the house of prayer today. We thank God for you. We thank God for that. So we're not going to keep you too long today, but we just want to have some time today to relax and kick back and talk and I'm making some coffee right now as we speak, and just really want to get up this morning and spend some time with the Lord. So this is the seventh day of our fast, so we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to have our devotional, and then we're going to spend some time just in some open prayer. We're not going to have any specific agendas today, but just want to start off this morning before we go into prayer, just talking to you all. Just from my heart, and allow the Holy Spirit to speak to us this morning. And so what we want to do is just have a meditation of about 1 or 2 minutes, just to invite the presence of the Holy Spirit in so that he can move into the prominent place in our life and in our spiritual realm, and just speak to us this morning. So let's just take about a minute or two and just meditate. And as we meditate, let's just think upon the goodness of God. Amen. This morning, as we think about how good and how great God is, we think about Jesus talking to us from the scripture, saying, how much more will he take care of his children if he chooses to take good care of the birds? So the birds don't have houses. They don't go to work at jobs. They don't worry, all of those other things. But yet, our Heavenly Father takes care of them. But we worry, and we fight, and we stress, and we kill, and we lie, and we deceive. All just to get ahead, not recognizing and realizing that our Heavenly Father will take care of us. And so this morning, I just want us to reflect on the fact that He is our Father. He loves us and He cares for us, and He will take care of us. He will take care of us. So this morning, I just hear the Spirit saying, He will take care of us. But we won't know that and we won't understand that until you submit to Him as Father. If He is not Father, then how can He take care of His children? If you aren't a child, how can you see Him, respect Him, or receive provisions from Him as Father? And that's what I hear this morning. I hear in my spirit that we must be humble and faithful just like children. when we were children, we didn't really fret or stress over the fact that our parents was going to get us something for Christmas. We didn't stress over the fact that they were going to give us some food to eat. We didn't stress over the fact that they were going to give us clothes to wear or a bed to sleep in. We just kind of understood and submitted to them as children. We knew they were going to take care of us. They had us. They brought us here. They've been taking care of us. And when we came to ourselves to know ourselves, we were like, they're going to take care of us. Imagine our parents who were dealing with limited resources had the capacity, the understanding, and the wherewithal to take care of their children. Imagine how much more our Heavenly Father can take care of His children when they submit to Him as children. But just like your parents told you, and mine told me, that if you're going to live in my house, you're going to abide by my rules. But imagine if you were a child living in your parents' house and you did not abide by your parents' rules. You did not submit to them as child. How could they take care of you? Because now you were in a position, so you thought, to take care of yourself. So if you ran away from home, or if you didn't come back home, or if you went off and did your own thing, then you limited your parents' capacity to take care of you. But we do the same thing with our Heavenly Father. When we don't submit to Him, when we don't submit to His way, when we run off and figure that we can take care of ourselves, when we feel like we don't want to submit to His rules or His way of doing things, and we're gonna do our own way, then we limit the capacity for Him to take care of us. So I just hear the Holy Spirit speaking to my heart today, and it's saying to me, and I share it with you, son, come home. Come home and humble yourself to your Father. And your Father is not going to try and lord the fact over you that you humble yourself to Him. He's not going to try and make you feel bad or hurt your feelings or do any of those things. He's going to treat you just like the prodigal son's father treated him. He's going to run and greet you. He's going to put a ring on your finger and kill the fatted calf in celebration at your home. Because He loves you and it is His desire to take care of you. That is what I believe the Spirit wanted me to share this morning with you all, is that He desires more than anything to take care of His children. Our desire must be to be cared for by our Father. Therefore, we must submit to Him as His children. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank You for our time of meditation this morning. We thank You for the word that You've given us, and Father, we just are so thankful and gracious that You desire to take care of us. We are so thankful and gracious that You've given us yet another opportunity to wake up and see another day. Given us another opportunity, Lord, to be refreshed by sleeping. Oh, and it was a very refreshing sleep. You kept us and watched over us, Lord, even as we slept. You woke us up again this morning, not to the harsh reality of the cold, but, Lord, inside our warm houses. We got food in our refrigerator, Lord. We've got clothes on our backs. We say thank You this morning. We thank You. We thank You for that. We thank You for all of these blessings and provisions that You've blessed us with. Father, we truly could not have done this on our own. We could not have been successful by ourselves. But because You have entered into our lives, because You have allowed Your hand of mercy to brush a broad stroke in our hearts, because You have fed us with Your love and with Your power and Your Spirit, because You concern about us, Lord, because of of your mercy and your grace, we can truly be blessed. We are truly blessed. Father, today we want to be a blessing to others because you've been such a great blessing to us. We want to be able to help meet their needs. We want to be able to comfort them in their affliction. We want to be able to lift them up, Lord, as they are feeling low. We want to be able to encourage them when they are depressed or down. And Father, we want to be able to give them a hug or a smile or a good, kind word or maybe even some money or some connections or some contacts or some food. Father, we want to be able to be a blessing to others because you have blessed us with abundance. We thank you for it. Thank you for it. We thank you for it this morning. We ask, Lord, that you would continue to lead us and guide us to all truth and understanding. We ask, Lord, that you bless us today in our worship service. Be with us, Lord, in a mighty way. Be with us in a special way. But, Lord, be with us in a very, very intimate way as well. For we always sometimes seek the fanfare and the flash and the big lightning clapping and the thunder rolling. But sometimes we just need a soft, sweet, intimate touch from you. Sometimes we just need to know, Lord, that you affirm us. Sometimes we just need to know that you're with us, that you care about us, that we're on the right path. Sometimes we just need to know, Lord, that we're doing the right thing. We ask, Lord, that you just give us that connection today. Give us that intimate time with you. Allow us to worship you, Lord, in spirit and in truth today. Allow us to hear your voice clearly. Allow us, Lord, to commune with you today. Allow us to have a time together where you speak to our hearts clearly. Father, then allow us to fellowship with our brothers and sisters. Allow us, Lord, to be able to impart life into them, Lord, that they might be encouraged. They might have the strength to go on another week. Father, allow us to be a blessing to them. Allow us, Lord, to help their life in some way, in some capacity. And then, Father, let us corporately be a light in this dark world. Let us be a salty seasoning in this earth realm. Allow us to be seen as people of integrity. Allow us to be seen as people of love. And, Lord, allow us to be seen as people of power, people of mercy, and people of grace, that others might not just see our imperfections, but they might see your glorious perfection in us. They might glorify our Father who is in heaven, that they might also want to run into the ark of safety, that they might be translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. We ask that you be there with us, Lord, and do all of these things for us. We ask it in the mighty, merciful, miraculous, marvelous name of Jesus. And all God's people said, amen and amen. All right, brothers and sisters, we're going to take just a moment here to look at our devotional for the morning. And then we're going to let you all get on up and get on out for the day. Today's day 7, devotional is fervent prayer. Fervent prayer. James chapter 5, verse number 16, and it says, the effective fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. The effective fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Fervency speaks to our level of intensity, our level of passion and persistence. Many times we can lose our passion in prayer or stop praying for certain things altogether because we lose heart or give up. But God invites us to keep them before Him and trust Him for an answer in His time. The Old Testament prophet Elijah practiced a lifestyle of fervent, intense prayer, and he witnessed incredible miracles in his lifetime. In the book of Kings, the story is told of a woman whose only son became ill and died. When Elijah heard the news, he quickly took action and did what he knew best. He fervently cried out to God. Elijah fully believed that God could bring the boy back to life, and he prayed not just once, but three times that the boy's soul would return to him. He prayed fervently and repeatedly, and he wasn't going to give up. This was the result. Then the Lord heard the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came back to him, and he revived. Elijah's prayer was answered through his persistence and fervency. God hears your prayers as well, and will bring an answer in his perfect timing. But don't be discouraged or disheartened if the answer takes time to arrive, or it is not exactly what you were expecting. Commit to praying to God with passion and persistence, trusting that the answer will come in God's perfect way at the perfect time. A.W. Tozer writes, and I quote, "We must never forget that the highest kind of prayer is never the making of requests. Prayer at its holiest moment is the entering into God to a place of such blessed union as makes miracles seem tame and remarkable answers to prayer appear something very far short of wonderful by comparison." Amen. As you close out this first week of fasting, continue to pray fervently for the main areas of concern in your life. Trust God to bring an answer as you journal your thoughts and inspirations through this time. Amen. We thank God for our devotional time together. And truly, fervent prayer is applicable, especially at this time, not only in our journey, but also into our world. We see so many calamities happening. We see so many changes taking place. And we see that this year is starting off on an upswing, and we must pray that God would continue to transform us this year in his way. I believe with all my heart we are moving out of our transitionary phase, and as we move into our time of transformation, it is vital and it is important that we hear the voice of the Lord, that he can make us into what he would have us to be. I just heard in my spirit that Jesus is saying to the churches today, he's saying, just as the children of Israel, just as the Hebrews transitioned out of Egypt into the wilderness, into the desert time, their period of transition should have only been a matter of days, but their period of transition actually continued on for 40 years. It continued on for 40 years because they were not willing to enter into transformation. Therefore, because they did not allow God to take them into transformation, they ended up stuck in transition. The only generation that could go into transformation was the Joshua generation, because the older generation, had to die off because they were not willing to go into transformation. They got stuck in transition. The Spirit is saying to us today, don't get stuck in transition. This year, 2013, is a year of transformation. Let's not get stuck in transition, brothers and sisters. Don't get stuck in transition. Allow the old slave mentality. Allow the old mentality to fall off. Get rid of it. Starve it to death and replace it with God's new mentality. New mentality is not about me. It's not about my place. It's not about what I want. It's not about what I need to get. It's not about my needs being met. No. Transformation is about what can I do for someone else. Transformation is about building a kingdom. Transformation is about being a member of the kingdom team. Transition is moving away from the slave mentality. and leaving it there in the wilderness. Transformation is coming into a new place, into a new season, coming into the kingdom of God, operating as a kingdom citizen and not as a church folk. Amen. We must move from transition to transformation. That is why we are fasting. Our last fast got us out of Egypt. When we fasted for 21 days in January of 2012, God moved us out of bondage. He moved us out of slavery into the wilderness. He moved us into a place of transition. Now, brothers and sisters, as we fast for the first 21 days in 2013, He is moving us from transition to transformation. And I pray you, that you allow His transformation to take place in your heart. He is building a great nation. But we cannot resist the transformation of God. We cannot block His move. We cannot stop Him. Allow Him to transform you. Allow Him to transform your neighbors. Allow Him to transform your friends as we transform into the kingdom of God. Amen. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you so much for your word and your spirit today. We thank you so much for loving us, so much that you care about our very existence, that you care about our future, that you're caring about even our present. Father, we thank you right now that you're moving us from transition to transformation. We thank you right now that you're moving us from the wilderness into the promised land. Thank you right now, Lord, that you are building kingdom citizens. We are no longer competing as we did in the past for scarce resources, but as a kingdom citizen, we know that we are privy to all of the privileges and the supplies that the kingdom possesses. Father, we thank you for that. We thank you for allowing us to be kingdom-minded. Thank you for pouring your spirit into us. We thank you, Father God, for liberating us. And we thank you for allowing us to humble ourselves before you. We know that when we humble ourselves before you, that you will lift us up. We know that you will pour into us and bless us so that we might be a blessing to others. Father, we thank you today for all that you are doing. We thank you for all that you have done. And Father, we are excited about all that you are yet doing in our life. We thank you this day, this Lord's Day, this Sunday. We thank you this day. We ask that you bless us and be with us in our worship service. Bless us in our time together. Father, protect us as we travel over the roads. Keep us safe. Allow no calamities to befall us as we come to worship and give you praise and glory. We thank you. We love you. We honor you and we adore you. It is in the mighty name of Jesus that we pray. And all God's children said, amen and amen. God bless you, brothers and sisters. Look so very forward to seeing you today as we spend time together. Just so excited about what God is doing in our midst. And it's not because of what we see, but it's because of what we know. We know who He is. And we know what He is capable of doing. So therefore, we are excited about what we know about our God. Our God is an awesome God. And He is a loving God. He is a kind and He is a merciful God. And He loves each and every one of us. Amen. He's not mad at us. He loves us. He loves us. He loves. Oh, how He loves us. He loves us so. God bless you. God keep you. I look forward to seeing you soon. This is Pastor Ross signing off for now. God bless. Bye now.